Plaid Adjacents, welcome to episode 2 of this DashCon 2 podcast, and thank you for returning to Return to the Ball Pit. Since you last heard me, we've gotten a tentative schedule release, a bunch more panel and guest announcements, virtual DashCon tickets went on sale, some merch designs were democratically selected, and Mama Posting has expanded exponentially, which I'm very grateful for. It was also Mother's Day, so thank you to mamas everywhere, and if your mom sucks, then I'm your mom now. Your trans mask mom. Don't think about it too hard. I also now have confirmation that Tia, the strangest of eons, has listened to my show because she's gonna be on it, as is the Croaker. Next episode. Patience. She also name dropped the podcast in a recent video, so if you're coming from that, hi, hey, hi. I'm O, just like the letter, and I am sorry that it's taken me more than a month to put out this episode. I am trying to learn how to program geospatial audio experiences with the motion tracking API on AirPods, and it is difficult. But I also am coming to you from the studios at Toronto Metropolitan University, a university that I have graduated from, but now possess an office within that has all of the keys to the studios. Those fools, what do they think they're doing, letting somebody implement the techniques they learned in their program in a semi-professional self-starter setting using studios that remain largely empty over the summer? Madness. Okay, enough about me. You're here to hear the hot, juicy gossip about DashCon. Peek behind the curtain of the circus tent and see some clowns applying their grease paint. And I shall indulge ye. This month, I talked to the people behind the DashCon trials, including the three people who will be at DashCon 2 because they proved themselves on the trial stage. And because Doc, master of spending money in pursuit of the bit, bought the Kahoot subscription that was used for trial 1 and will also be used for my immortal Kahoot to close out DashCon. You will also get to meet Doc today. In my mind, the beauty of DashCon is its ability to bring weirdos together. The people behind the trials met in the Simply Events chat for ticket holders, and through pure gumption, organized and executed a whole-ass competition, and now they're planning to meet up in MeetSpace at DashCon as the best of friends. In my opinion, their organizational skills were also quite impressive. The three finalists, Ferret, Foggy, and Dottie, were all at one point just Tumblr users with a dream.
Hi, I'm Ferret. I am the champion of mind from the DashCon trials.
You can just call me Foggy. It's my name. Trial of the Body was this Minecraft parkour course. I just like climbing shit in Minecraft.
The whole experience of the trials is still so surreal to me, especially since I like went in with like no faith in my ability to like win it, because I just think of things statistically, life is like a bell curve. Most of the time, you're usually near the middle. I'm not going to be that guy. There's going to be someone who's more terminally online than I am. But been on Tumblr since the original heyday of 2012. I wasn't like at the original DashCon, but I was there for the blow up on Tumblr at the time. And funnily enough, I was going to art day camp. The cartooning people were all like Tumblrinas, fellow Tumblrinas. And we would come in the morning and just like chat about like whatever the hell was going on Tumblr. I remember being obsessed with like Komaida from Danganronpa at the time. He was my wife. Little 15-year-old Dottie was obsessed with him. My peers were into Homestuck. And I believe one of them said to me, I think you would like Aradan. And I didn't know what that meant, but I was pretty sure it was an insult. As more and more people just, you know, continue to drop Tumblr, I, you know, migrated a little bit to other social medias, but I just, like, can't get rid of it because it's like my history, you know? So as a result, like, I ended up, you know, accumulating a lot of just, you know, the ancient lore. And I did not know that there were only 500 tickets. Otherwise, I probably would have been in that queue. Like, I'm kind of glad that I didn't, though, because, you know, now I am a little bit known.
I got up 3 hours earlier than I usually do to try to buy tickets. And by the time I finished filling in all of my credit card information, they were sold out. My mom was actually there helping me with the credit card things, and she said that she could like tell that the blood drained from my face.
Day of like tickets being released, I tried to buy them, but I did not think that they would sell out as fast as they did. So I didn't like really wake up early for it or anything, right? So I did miss all of that, and I was like, damn.
I saw Doc's posts about, like, you know, the trials, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I guess I'll give it a shot. I enrolled in, like, the mind one and the spirit one, because the body one was all about Minecraft, and I don't know Minecraft. I remember going in after work and just, like, you know, trying to make myself like completely zen and not get too excited and just go in, you know, don't make any funny jokes, just focus on the knowledge and focus on clicking as fast as possible. I was doing like surprisingly well, and I was like, oh my God, what? I was like, don't get hopeful. The second you get hopeful is when your hopes are quashed. Near like the very end, I remember the question that finally put me enough points behind like the person who ultimately won that trial, Ferret. It was a question about like the Sonic for Real Justice blog. And that particularly annoyed me because that is a piece of Tumblr lore that I thought I knew intimately, but I didn't go with my first guess on the question, and so I blew it, and I was like, no.
Dottie was at the top of the leaderboard, like, the entire time, and I just came up from behind, got on, like, the last few questions. It's very important to know that I was not guaranteed the win. I'm not actually that smart with this stuff. Something that you wouldn't get from just being at the trials was I was talking to myself out loud the entire time. I feel sorry for my neighbors.
I used to do like Hypixel housing parkour courses a lot. I've downloaded a couple like parkour adventure maps just like to do while like listening to a podcast or something. I'm pretty good at parkour. Did not realize that I'd blitz everyone immediately. I was terrified the entire time. I was scared that everyone else who applied were super confident in their Minecraft abilities. I thought I was going to have some really tough competition.
The second one that I enrolled in was the Spirit one, which was a Quiplash game. And my experience with Quiplash is playing it with my real-life friends and never winning. Maybe because my sense of humor is like 70 to 80% Tumblr. And so thankfully I found the right audience. I remember like writing down before, like just as a warm up, like a bunch of like stupid Tumblr keywords that, to just like insert into my answers, like Plinko horse, Walter White, you know, just rapid fire, just it was like Mad Libs. And I managed to cinch that, you know, again by pure luck. And I was like, okay. My chances have been upped to like 1/3. You know, the next week we had our finals and it was Fandom Jeopardy. And I grew up with my parents like watching Jeopardy and being okay with it.
Going into the Jeopardy final trial, one important thing to know about me is I hate Jeopardy with a burning passion. I hate it. Everything it stands for, it just, I don't know exactly what it is about it, but like I will make my family change the channel if they are watching it. Something about how the questions are phrased as though they're the answers to questions and you need to answer with the question, even though like nobody would answer a question like who is Albert Einstein with obscure trivia about him. Like Kahoots, I'm pretty good at. I can handle those. Because it's multiple choice and you just click a button. But if I need to answer out loud, all the information leaves my brain, meaning that I failed every single Homestuck question there. I thought that neither of the other competitors were Homestucks, so obviously I would get the whole category to myself. Turns out I don't know anything about Homestuck either, despite having read the whole thing.
I was decent enough with like some of the knowledge, but some of the categories I didn't know anything about. I don't know anything about podcasts. I don't know anything about Homestuck. But like, thankfully, I did know enough about like some of the categories and I got enough of a combo going because like I realized pretty quickly the strategy in Jeopardy is like if you have a lead, don't like answer questions that you're not absolutely confident about because you will like lose points and lose that lead, you know? Better to let other people just blow their questions. And so that was basically my strat and I like cinched it and I was like, oh my God.
I resigned myself like halfway through, like I'm not winning this. I'm not getting a ticket, whatever. I'll be funny about it and get everything wrong on purpose. Sure. Then the spirit of DashCon came floating in and said that all of the finalists would be getting tickets. I just didn't believe it at first. I could barely contain my excitement after I got off the call.
Dottie is the winner of the DashCon trial!
Whoa, hang on. Guys. No, hang on. I'm getting an interception right now. Hang on.
Something is happening.
Oh God, what's happening?
What's going on?
I'm picking up radio signals with my
own.
As the spirit of DashCon 2 made manifest for one night only, I was allowed by our gracious leader to make a short speech. But first, my congratulations to you, Dottie. Although I have not personally been, as you see me at every trial, I have lurked. Many of us have lurked. There might be more of us in chat than you would think.
Oh God.
But the thing is, anyone who would create DashCon 2 is not of this world. And the thing about things from beyond the veil is that they love to make a deal. I was approached by one among you, with a wager. Access to the Kahoot description in exchange for what I would like you to look under your seats and find. Two extra tickets to DashCon 2. I invite all three of you.
You get to go to DashCon.
You go to DashCon. You go to DashCon. You go to DashCon.
You're going to DashCon.
Congratulations.
I just did this to fuck with you all. I know. I knew this would happen.
Would it be weird if I made us friendship bracelets based on this?
Mind, body,
and spirit friendship bracelets. I'm making us mind, body, and spirit friendship bracelets. DM me your favorite colors.
You. Friendship is magic. I remember feeling really bittersweet about winning because I felt like if I was in my contestant's place of getting that far only to like be crushed at the very end, I would have felt kind of cheated out of my time and everything. So I felt really bad for them and I wanted them to go too. So I was just like so happy. I have to say it was a really good play by Doc because I remember before the final trial, which he kept a complete secret until the day of, he was like playing it up as just like, you know, oh, this is going to be absolutely evil. This is diabolical. You guys are not going to have fun. This is gonna crush you guys. And just to pull that fast one on us of like, ooh, surprise, that very masterfully played, like.
And honestly, the whole team was full of dreamers. Let's meet them.
All right, I am Doc. I'm a being of ambiguous gender, and I'm here to talk about my involvement with the DashCon 2 trials.
I'm Cosmic. I am also here to talk about my involvement in the DashCon 2 trials.
I'm Lord Jason, here to talk about my involvement, which is clout chasing right now. No. Cut that out.
I'm Adi, or Roach Milk, or also sometimes known as Kip Monster online. I'm one of the trial lords, and my pronouns are they, them.
Hiya! I am Ruby, but I also go by Strawberry Witch, but Ruby's fine. I'm here to talk about my involvement with the trials. It sounds like I'm confessing to a crime.
My name is Doc, and I'm an alcoholic.
Where were you on the night?
Hi, Doc.
So she hears good.
Oh, Dip, is that Discord speaker 3 and 5? Yep, Lord Jason is the one who made the DashCon Tour bus Discord for those of you having a Pepe Sylvia moment at home.
So me and my buddy, who isn't here, we were planning to go to DashCon 2, and we still are. I was a bit, you know, overzealous. What happened was I was fucking rushing out of my mind to buy the ticket. The site crashed literally as I entered the purchase. So it was like loading for a bit. And I was like, holy shit, I still need to buy it. So I bought a second one on accident. I want to make this very clear. This was done on accident. I renounced scalping as an act. So there was like a lot of people, I think in Jason's server, who were like, I'll pay double, triple. To a point where, like, the actual owners of the con had to be like, hey, don't resell to a degree where you're making a profit.
Doc is an excellent archaeologist and graciously narrated their own posts here, taking us through the timeline of trials posting.
February 22nd, 2025, at 10:14 a.m. EST. Guys, I bought 2 tickets on accident. I don't know what to do. Lol. Some guy responds, sell or refund the other one. Yeah, pretty much. I'm probably going to refund it, ? I hate scalpers, man, I say. My hands are legit shaking. Now I have fucking 2, emphasized, capitalized, 2, on accident. Can someone figure out the logistics of if I was to give it away or something? I don't want to make any fuck-ass money over this, though. I feel like I just stole food from a little baby orphan's mouth, I say. Okay, and then after a bit of conversation, I go, what if I made people go through a series of riddles and trials to get the ticket? Can we work out the logistics of that? And then I send a gif of fucking from Monty Python, the, what is your name?
Ah, yes, I see
what
that.
What is your question?
What's your favorite color?
I say, I have the opportunity to do something really funny. And then that's kind of how it spiraled.
I was just like watching shit go down in the chat. Doc made the server for it and I joined.
Because like my whole coordinating process is like, okay, I'm not a historian on that regard. I'm mostly a observer. I'm a connoisseur, but I'm not directly involved with the culture. I need some consultants, so.
Yeah, you really wanted some people who like knew like Tumblr history and like fandom history. Because we were kind of brainstorming at that point on like what exactly the trials were going to be. And there was like a lot of ideas thrown around.
I think I just said
Solve My Riddles 3 was the first thing that I came up with.
What was the name I put on for the Tumblr?
Yeah, and it was around the time you were doing the encrypted messages on Tumblr that I think we started talking about the mind body.
Let's just do some cryptic shit. To give some context on what that is a reference to Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah, they play Charlie McDennis, and it comes in three stages, which are mind, body, and spirit. That's a funny reference, so I did that. On February 22nd, I sent an email to the DashCon 2 Inquiries email. They never responded, but I did eventually talk to them about it. I'll read it off for you guys.
Please do.
Hey guys, thanks for hosting DashCon 2. I'm very excited to go. However, I accidentally purchased an extra ticket. I'm not asking for a refund. I am instead asking for your blessing to produce a series of trials. What that entails is to be determined, in which individuals will have to compete in order to receive my spare ticket for free to attend this July 5th. I do not wish to resell this, as it was my mistake, and I understand there is high demand from various people who were unable to attend. I hope that you will allow me to pursue this as a means of giving back to the community. If you have any questions, concerns, or ideas regarding logistics of this, please respond to my email as soon as you are able to. I know you guys have a lot on your plate right now, so I'm wishing you the best. Once again, thanks, Doc.
That's so formal.
I didn't want to scare them.
That's fair.
That's beautiful.
So I went for a very different tone compared to the Tumblr blog.
Doc was the one who came up with the Kahoot, and then immediately after, Ruby was like, we could do several quizzes increasing in difficulty, and I was like, maybe three rounds in all. And then Doc came up with the initial plan of three trials followed by one final trial.
Right.
So everyone who wins the trial gets the community. The final one, trials will be varied in skill, quiz, game, whatever. The three final contestants will compete to win the ticket. So, like, the initial idea for it is pretty much what we did, honestly.
I started by making a Tumblr account, you know, just to get it out to the community. It's not a well-followed Tumblr, but it has, like, 37 notes on this main one. I'm going to read it off now, a dramatic reading.
Yes. Greetings, contestants! Here awaits a competition most foul. For those disenfranchised with face and scowl, you wish to journey to DashCon the sequel. Come along and compete in a challenge most equal. The sight, it crashed. I overslept. I've heard your cries, the tears you've wept. Do not sow anguish, for I have a spare. For I overbought and must set things fair. Compete in my trials 3 and win your prize, a ticket for free.
That was my poem. I tried to keep my posts on this chat in iambic pentameter, which I don't think I followed completely at all. I started just going on Tumblr and looking up, oh guys, you know, I'm so sad I can't go to DashCon, you see the site crashed. Like stuff like, people like it, any ticket resellers, like, fuck, I didn't get to buy it, oh shit, please, come on, I'm right here, I'll give you all of my money. Reblogging the post saying, compete in my trials! And that's kind of how I accumulated most of the server population. That, and also going on Jason's server.
Yeah, literally anytime someone would go into the ticket exchange channel to like be like, is there anyone who's selling tickets? Doc would come in being like, compete in my trials.
What is fucked up about this is that the Muppet Joker was our first real follower to the account, and I don't know why. He really sent me this shit.
What do your trials entail? I have no need for any ticket, but I'm intrigued by your sick and twisted mind.
And then I respond. Hello, proud to be in cahoots with the likes of you. These trials shall be perilous and sick. I cannot shed light on what they will be right now, because I obviously didn't know what the fuck I was doing. For the planning is premature, but soon, my dear Croaker, shall you see what this campaign challenge truly entails. Its very nature is shrouded in mystery. And then Muppet Joker responds, I see, I will stay tuned. It's almost like the Muppet Show, but even more fucked up and evil. I like it.
He said, I am indeed interested in the trial. Will they be taking place in the Discord server? And I gave him like the details, and then he said, I will try to be an attendee. I have already joined the Discord server, but alas, I am a very busy woman.
So somebody in there is secretly the Muppet Joker. That's confirmation from the frog's mouth. I think you pinged the server like, hey, DM Doc for stuff if you want to join. And then I was like, hi there. Are you proficient in the topics of fandom knowledge, Tumblr-centric, Tumblr lore, and do you own a copy of Minecraft?
Which is probably the weirdest question to ask on this, but it was very relevant, even though I was literally the only one who worked on Minecraft the whole time. We start with Kahoot, and I think Roach had, like, just made it, like just by themselves, right?
There was, like, ideas of stuff to put in the Kahoot.
Adding a bunch of ideas and, like, just a wall of text of just, like, references to...
I couldn't remember some of them, so I would just look at the list, and I'm like, pink chicken nugget slime.
Trial 1 went very smooth. The winner of that was Ferret.
After each of the trials, the winner was brought up on the stage to give a victory speech, and Ferret's speech was honestly moving.
Speech.
Hi. Oh, okay. Welcome. I'm actually shaking right now. I went through a whole character arc. I was... right at the top of the computer going on the first question, and then I fell down to 15th. And I was like, oh, there's no chance of me winning.
Aww. It was a real underdog tale, huh?
But you made it!
Yeah.
You did it. I have a super important question. Okay. If you win, will you be cosplaying?
Okay, I plan on cosplaying as human Bill Cipher.
Yeah, perfect. Oh. That's perfect.
Classic, and yes. That will serve as my excuse to get a more masculine haircut. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. I've been a longtime fan of Death Game manga, and this gave me the opportunity to play out the plot of one of those in a risk-free environment. I didn't get my ticket, so I was looking through the DashCon tag very sadly, and then I saw all that compete in my trials reblog. Mourning my loss. I was actually the one who sent in the anonymous ask about how you made my day go from miserable to super great.
It made me feel as though this was more than just a silly little haha meme.
In order to actually host a Kahoot game that big, I had to spend $50 on a yearly Kahoot subscription because they don't sell it monthly.
When Doc told us that, I feel like we collectively lost our shit. Like, you spent $50 on what?
So you've invested now the money for Kahoot. A ticket just... and the Kahoot.
So that it wouldn't make any sense if people are like, oh, Doc planned this all from the start. Like, it was on purpose that he bought the extra ticket. When it's like, you're actively losing so much money.
Even if I fucking sold the ticket, it would not pay back the $75 I collectively spent, both first on the ticket and secondly on the $50 Kahoot subscription.
That was so real.
Body is hard to justify, because I think I just really wanted to put people in Minecraft.
That's reasonable.
Barely anybody signed up initially, but it was the first one I had planned, actually. This one was, like I said, my baby. It was, I built the Japanese-Canadian Cultural Center in Minecraft all by my lonesome.
When I came into that world and I fucking saw that shit, I was like, holy fuck, Doc.
And Doc was building it, like even Doc couldn't get through the course. Which is why when the Victor just totally aced it, we were like, what?
I had, like, this evil fucking glass parkour at the end that was meant to be a victory, like, stopgap. Or, like, it's a glass parkour that, like, immediately jumps into ice.
You're on a path in the woods, and you can see above you pillars of pink glass which jump into ice, which you have to jump from very I don't know.
It was so funny to watch Doc constantly fall off of it while they were trying to, like, figure it out.
We were in the call with Doc the entire time that he was making it, and it was like a Greek chorus of, they are going to crucify you for this.
I think it was definitely the hardest trial.
Supportive.
Except for the person who won, Foggy, who just, I don't know, they're just, like, she's just cracked.
It was so crazy.
Like, what did she say again? Itself. It was like, slow and steady is cope.
Yeah. Wait. I have a funny anecdote, Jason. Am I allowed to share it?
Sure. I don't even know what the anecdote is, but sure.
Okay, so I pinged Jason and Jason's partner, like, hey, can you guys help me build this? Right, because they said that they would.
Oh, yeah, this.
And then Jason's partner is like, sorry, he's too high at the moment.
Jason was too high for Minecraft.
I was too fucking high to play Minecraft, okay? Shut up.
After this interview, the trials team told me that they're all going to be wearing buttons that signify the, quote, worst thing that we each did as trial lords. Jason's scarlet letter will be being too high for Minecraft, but I look forward to seeing what crimes the rest will be admitting to.
Cosmic has friends in high places, luckily, so they contacted the accessibility coordinator there. Then I am not briefed on this whatsoever, at all. This goes completely over my head. I'm not mentioned whatsoever, which is actually I actually am glad about because it led to a very funny moment.
I get a DM from DashCon 2's official Discord profile. And they're like, "Hi Jason, you're the organizer of the trials, yes? I wanted to get back to you about the tickets thing that you discussed with Haruhi." And I was like, "What?" I'm like, that's actually Doc. That is not me. And I DM Doc about it. I was like, "Hey, so DashCon 2 messaged me about the tickets. I don't know what it's about." Because Cosmic hadn't told anybody.
DashCon 2 official contacted me as like, "Hey, Doc." And then I'm like, "Hello, DashCon 2 official. Should I be worried?" And they're like, "Haruhi messaged you a little while ago about the tickets thing you two discussed." They did not discuss that with me at all. The team spoke about it, and we came to a decision. In short, it's a tentative yes, but we have some caveats. And then they just confirmed that they have two spare tickets they're going to just give to me and trust me with to give away, which is scary. And like I said, there was a silver lining to the Kahoot thing, so they agreed that if I give them access to my Kahoot account, which I unfortunately spent $50 on, that they will give me those two tickets to give away. Moving on to Trial 3, which I think was the one that I had the least fun at. Because a cool thing that Jackbox lets you do for Quiplash is that you get to make your own, like, prompts and stuff. So, like, I just let the team go loose and just made them make, like, 40, 50 prompts, something like that, for a DashCon-themed Quiplash game. I'm gonna say, it was not very funny at all. I did not have a good time. From what I remember. I don't want to be mean, because I'm just going to say it. Most people there weren't funny.
Doc had such a bad time that he straight up left in the middle of it.
Someone started talking about horse facts or something. I had to go eat dinner.
We had to, like, vamp for, like, 30 minutes.
So we were just talking about horses. I keep getting recommended videos of horses. Like, you want your horse to have a good diet, feed the bitch.
Really?
I do not own a horse. Yeah, still.
I don't blame anybody. You know, I contracted Tumblr users to compete in my trials, and I got what I paid for. My own oral history of it kind of ends with the final trial, which was very fun. I got the DashCon 2 team to show up, you know?
I think the main reason why Jeopardy was such a fucking hot mess at the end, like, everything else was, like, we had, like, some issues.
No, they were all hot messes. Like, fucking...
But Jeopardy being the most hot mess out of the four was probably because we already knew that they were gonna get the tickets anyway, and we were just having fun here.
Yeah. So...
so we could make it as awful as we want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, keep people on their toes. I wanted to, you know, make them hate me.
Increasingly evil as time went on.
I talk about it on the blog. There was a corruption. I became trials doc. I lost my good soul.
It was funny, though. You guys gotta understand, like, in the trial lord's discussion, Doc was not evil.
All the questions were very niche. And the Homestuck ones in particular were asinine. Me and Ruben read those. No, not just you. I know, I worked on them, too.
They were evil, I know. But I figured someone would get them. Like, if I knew it, somebody else had to know it.
Homestuck fandom for a decade, and I couldn't answer them.
Okay, but, like, I have a lore book that I wrote.
Ferret kept trying to do Homestuck questions and kept getting, like, knocked in the face. Foggy was, like, knocked into the negatives, like, round two of Jeopardy.
So the final score for Foggy was -$7,000.
No!
After a certain point, Foggy just sort of gave up and started answering stuff like, fuck you.
So in all, the trials were definitely less of a master plan and more of a, hey, wouldn't this be funny? That kept compounding and bringing on new people, new ideas, and references that just kept getting more and more obscure. But everyone involved seemed to have a pretty good time putting it together, and Doc has said that if there ends up being a DashCon 2-2, maybe this one can be ballet-themed instead of ballroom dancing-themed, they would be open to devising another set of trials.
I think that my favorite aspect of all of this was the fact that in very classic Tumblr fashion, the trials team and the competitors all kind of just stumbled upon each other based on mutual interests and a deep passion for shenanigans. They were very fun to talk to, and seeing them all meet up in person is going to be a real treat.
We did not know each other at all. We are completely united exclusively by the trials. Me, Ruby, and Jason met on the Simply Events thing, but after that, we just completely were only united by trials. Like, we don't know each other at all. But I will say, we are now friends for life, united by this joint cause of competing in trials.
I am ever the optimist when it's obvious that something is definitely going to be great.
Chanton wasn't able to make it today, but they also did a lot of
They helped a
another
lot.
Trial lord.
We could not have done it without Chanton, because she was very much so a helper. I think they came up with the ideas of, I think, reading and stuff. They organized the dock. They helped, you know, organize stuff. They were just a huge help.
Chanton couldn't be there for the big group interview, but sent me this adorable little soundbite after the fact to share with you all.
Hello, friends. It's Chanton, the trial lord. I did a lot of logistics behind the scenes, like making the Google Sheets or figuring out the time zones for events. It was a blast working with the team, so really a big thank you to Doc and the Trial Lords. If you're looking for me at the convention to chat or trinket trade, I'll be going as a literal tumblerina, so I'll be wearing a blue ballet tutu and corset. Although if I don't finish that cosplay in time, I'll just go as like Ebony Darkest Dimension Raven Way, so I'll just wear a lot of mesh instead. It was an honor to have been part of this little piece of Tumblr history, and I'll see y'all at the convention.
Dottie also sent me a little cosplay update.
If you would like to meet your DashCon Trials first place champion, I'll be cosplaying Humanized Tumblr, mourning her husband 4chan's mysterious death. Just look for the lady in the blue wig and black feathered robe.
And as a send-off, I asked the team if they had anything they wanted my audience to know.
Well, to let the world know, from my perspective here, you know, I'm a doer of things. I'm something of a renaissance man. And I think if you're in that kind of, you know, ballpark as a person, okay? If you have the opportunity to do something funny, please do it. Please just do it, okay? Because you will make some great friends.
Always commit to the bit.
Always do.
Yes!
Always commit for the bit. That's where you get the funniest shit.
And it's a bit
cringe and free.
And I can't wait to see you at DashCon 2.
First person who finds me, I'll have something special for them. I don't know what it's gonna be, but like, if you find me first, then you get it.
All y'all who are not coming with anyone, come find me and my friend Nubs and stick with us. We're also going to be doing all the Homestuck shit in the meet, and we're running the meet at 4 yes. o'clock, so.
I will be dressed up as God Tier Gamzee.
Yeah, I will be making balloons.
I'm going to be in Beta Jade. My skirt will have, like, flower embroidery on it, so. And I'm going to be wearing a lot of candy to trade, so if you see me.
Hell yeah.
Also, my wig will defy gravity, so I hope I'll be identified.
No, wait, I'm going to be dressing up as myself, like, as my Sona, so.
Oh,
you know.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, you going to wear the eye patch, too?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
The other main thing that I wanted to get into this episode, because it's a pretty big deal, is the release of the con schedule. There are a lot of events, and I found reading them outright to be kind of boring, so I've taken the liberty of composing a fun little rap for you all to round out this episode. I'm hoping to have another episode ready for you in July, featuring not only Strange and the Croaker themselves, but also some panelists and DashCon 2's accessibility coordinator. I'm also very excited to say that in addition to my personal microphone stash, I will be hauling around a 3DIO microphone. Those are the ones that have a set of ears on them and that people use for ASMR all the time, at DashCon for you to interact with and talk to. I think I'm going to put a sticky note smiley face on the front and name her ASMRgery. Now sit back and enjoy my contribution to the eternal internet tradition of mediocre white boy rap.
This is DashCon 2.
I'm not Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I've kinda got a handle on the qualities of rhythm and an open tab of rhyme zone. DashCon 2 has 4 main rooms for panels, plus the board game and the dealer's hall. Here in Toronto, that's my home. To keep from overcrowding, things get scheduled at the same time. Some of them will only be on Discord, fully online. Here's some of the panels and events you can't expect to see. You can't go to them all, so try to schedule your time wisely.
This is DashCon 2.
Starting from the top at 10 a.m., we got AO3, 101 in multipurpose room 2C. Nico the Catboy and Haruhi Susumiya and the opening ceremonies, that's where I'll see ya. At 11:30, Dash Stuck and the cosplay competition. And a making of panel, how this all came to fruition. Magnus Archives fans has room 2A at 12 p.m. for your cosplay fan panel and meet several Jonathan Sims. The Croaker reads the Bible like a Muppet, drag story time, and Strange Eons discusses archaeology that's online. This is Dash Con 2. At 2 begins their fateful duel, where flesh strikes foam, noodle of pool, karate, kicks, and sharp eyeliner, several quips and fun one-liners, a battle fought for a coveted title. Two of Tumblr's current idols, Discord watchers grip their chairs, both came to battle quite prepared. Only one claims the victory of Ultimate Micro Celebrity. After the duel unfolds, there will be treasures untold, cause at the Crow Exchange, all that glitters is gold. Create an art abomination in the exquisite corpse, or meander, greet the world's first life-size Plinko horse. Try the sexy man quiz show and try not to swoon, or join Lachlan O'Neill for a panel on raccoons. Then some IRL exclusives, cause we don't want to get DMCA'd. 3 p.m. is the drag show, shout out to the gays. And if idols are more your style, Toronto Tenchi's got a showcase for you, stay a while. That starts at 5, right after the Time Lords go on trial. Dash Con 2. It's not all silly, though. Come and learn something new at Cancer Trans's Neurodivergence and You. At 5:30, CJ the X and Bloody Hearts. Or learn some ballroom dancing. Now's a great time to start. We're getting near the end. I know it's so sad to see. But hey, there's still the chaos of teen TV with Uncarly. And at 7, the closing ceremonies. If you're a fan of musical theater, it's time to celebrate. Trivia at 7, karaoke at 8. Grab your DM for monsters and modules, maybe find a new recruit. For emo fanfic historians, my immortal Kahoot. The day's now done, and I'm sure nothing went wrong. But no matter what, there's still good old Tumblr prom. Use your new fun ballroom dancing skills to join the royal ball, and rejoice with your bros, a lovely day had by all. This is Dash Con 2. And let's not forget our virtual friends and their exclusive panels. Jeez, the song never ends. Like the CW's 100 from a queer studies lens. Archiving for the web, Tumblr memes throughout history, voice acting, fanfic, some more that are still a mystery. Type in Discord chat so fast your hands get blistery. Dash, 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 con. Of course, all of these panels and timings are subject to change. So why did I make this whole rap? Because I'm deranged. Yay!